Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, and welcome, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light. Happy Monday, everyone, 8-15, 2011, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. San Diego. It amazes me just how fast this year is going by. I can't believe it's already mid-August. But, you know, definitely it is what it is. Time keeps flying by. But on the other hand, I hope everyone had a beautiful and blessed weekend. Lines are open, 347-215-8709, live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. So like mentioned, it is Monday, so this should be the week for your call-ins, to the National Credit Educational Services, NCES, conference calls tonight, as you all know, on Mondays, every Monday, Monday and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. As you guys know, the call-in number is 712-432-0075, access code 678-778-POUND. And then also you guys know that you can definitely get over to WorkingDivas.com. It is Money Mondays. Topic of the day is the power of financial legacy plan, the power of a financial legacy plan. I'm very, very sorry. Very powerful and a very important piece in the lives of that, you know, of so many that it's lacking thereof. So get on over to WorkingDivas.com. Great, great tips for today. And just definitely know what it takes and what it should be to create that legacy. And then legacy, speaking of legacy, this is, you know, in my opinion, one of the most powerful parts of our lives. And that is we all should know and understand that what we were born to do and just to leave for our family, it goes hand in hand to me with, you know, your purpose and your life purpose. So it is what creates wealth throughout the community. So it's very important that each and every one of us understand how important that is in each of our lives. Now, you know, and now is the time, everyone, you know, you got to get up, you know, step up and take control of your financial lifestyle. The times are here. It's not getting no better. You know, the old strategies are not working the way they used to, i.e., you know, everyone buying homes, getting the equity out of the home, the real estate market, you know, crashed, and, you know, with the whole, you know, .com and, you know, the stock era. So, you know, time's changing. You've got to keep up with it. But, you know, there are times when, you know, you have to step out of the box, you know, and if you don't want to step out the box, create one by being just creative to build your opportunity, opening doors, erasing those boundaries, and just leaving a legacy. This is why I am pleased today to have my next guest. The timing couldn't be better to discuss a matter that that as a whole that we all, you know, go back and forth on, and that's, you know, this whole the American dream. So welcome, Mr. Cornell Grady.
Yes, it is my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to everything that we're about to share in the next few moments and expect that someone's life will be changed.
Definitely, definitely, Cornell. And it is, like I said, great pleasure to have you on the air today. We are all fired up and ready to hear the message you will be sharing with us today. So go ahead and let everyone know who you are and, you know, what is your take on this whole American dream, your book that you have out, which is a very interactive book, our workbook. So just let us know what's it all about and who you are.
Literally, just giving some background to your listening audience is for 9 years I've been doing motivational speaking, and I've done quite well with it. I've gotten my numbers up quite well, compensated quite well. But I remember a time when that wasn't the case. I remember when I was excited just to get $150. I remember when I went to $1,500, and I remember when I moved up to $5,000. And I say that because there's some power in it, because each one of those stages took growth and development. But what also it took is a confession that you believed that you could. And, you know, you make a correlation right now about the American dream. A lot of people have given up on the concept and the idea about the American dream, what it stood for, what it represented, and no longer represents, because most people are in survival mode and not dream mode. And I'm the guy who just wants to bring to your attention that says, listen, I know where you are, I know what you've been through, because I went through it too. And it's not so much just the idea that you can do it too, but I want to share with people what they need to do. Stop looking at the who, what, where, when, and why, and now begin to focus on the how. How do you begin to live the life of your dreams? What is it that you can do? You know, and those things, they really are inside of you. I heard you just a few moments ago talk about your life purpose. Well, a lot of people don't know what their purpose is, and that's why the Purpose Driven Life book was such a very popular book, you know, very strong in the best-selling list. But I wrote this book because a lot of people need to begin to dream again. And if you notice, the underscore is all success begins in your mind. If you have a purpose, a dream, a plan, a vision, it's in your mind. So what I did simply is I created a situation or a system for people to begin to revisit their dreams. How I wrote the book. The book is a concept of different things that I've used to get myself back on track. The other part of the book says from unemployed and flat broke to living rich, things that I had to do to put myself back in proper position. In spite of what the economy was doing, in spite of who was saying what, things that I had to do, and I had to look inside of myself. So I wrote the book, and then I created a workbook, because most people have a desire to be successful, but they don't have a plan. So literally, I don't consider myself as intelligent as some people, but I do believe I have an area of brilliance, and that is asking the right questions, the combination that unlocks your safe. And that's what I've done with this book and workbook, and now we put it as a program. I don't see myself just selling books. I sell a program that helps program you for success.
Right. Just getting interactive pretty much is educating the foundation. And like you said, a lot of Americans have lost faith. So in your words, how is the American dream, your program, motivating others to get that faith back, to know that change can, you know, be good, and there's hope to get back on track?
Well, one of the things is we feature a lot of the personal growth and development experts that's around the world, and who they are and what they've done to get to where they're at. And literally, when I said the how a moment ago, see, what happens is when you don't know how to do something, you don't know how to do it. You know, you become pretty stuck and frustrated. But when you can see a pattern, some people call it a blueprint, of what others have done, you're like, wow, wait a minute, I could do that. And those are some of the things that I did. I remember when I went to a conference, a George Frazier conference out of Atlanta, Power Networking Conference, and I was there, and I saw a situation, and I said, you know what, I could do that. And I took that situation and came back home and created it. Now, a lot of things that led up to it, like say, for example, in 2007, I put on a conference that was called Design Your Life, and our panel that we brought together, their combined net worth was $1.6 billion, okay? So in 2009, we'd seen a model presented by at George Frazier's conference, and we came back and said, okay, we're going to put on the Act Now Small Business Conference. And our concept was this: if you can't find a job, here it is in the height of the recession, if you can't find a job, start a business and hire yourself. Okay, now here we are back in 2011, and we are saying the American dream. And in the beginning parts of the book, it says to really encompass what the American dream is, you have to begin to think like a foreigner, okay? Question for everybody today is, if you can't make money in America, have you ever thought about how you can make money in another country?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. And, you know, that takes me back to what you just said. You know, if you cannot find a job, and we all know that there's millions out there that can't create one, and, you know, I teach and educate on that same guideline because it is possible, and now is the time to do so. I mean, now is the time where millionaires are made. Now is the time where these businesses are created throughout the nation, which if businesses are created, it drives right back to the community, community uniting, and that creates jobs which can empower everyone, you know, throughout the community in these economic crises.
Yep.
Definitely, definitely agree with you on that when it comes to, you know, you saying that if you cannot find a job, you definitely need to create one. So you touched it on the nail with that one.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about it. Even this, ma'am, what I want to share with your audience is something else that we did. We have several other types of businesses. But here we are now, we're on the threshold of something that we think is awesome and great, and what we call the information business. You know, a lot of people know about the personal growth and development business, but the information business, using technology, software, or computers and cell phones to be able to drive traffic and interest, just no different than how me and you were able to meet. Here it is via Facebook. Now Facebook has 600-plus million people that you could literally advertise to or go after and present something to them for them to purchase. And so what literally happened for us is now what's going on, instead of us just putting all out our event, we literally have clients all over the country that we are sharing with them how to create their own informational products. And for those who don't know, that market is a $7.8 billion industry.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, you know, social media is like a hot, hot industry right now. I mean, I've seen some of the stuff that actually Facebook is working on that has not been released as of yet. And you guys, I mean, people are going to be amazed at what's going on when it comes to the business aspect and the marketing standpoint. Now, going back to your book, The American Dream, it's pretty unique how you have this program. And I'm not just going to say book like you said. Program set up because, like I mentioned earlier, it's very interactive. So tell us a little bit more how the workbooks work with the book.
Okay. When you read the book, you know, you're literally reading my story, you know, my process, what it is that I went through or what I saw. And those people I allowed to influence me and enhance my mindset, giving me really permission to dream again. But what happens is, and when I said the brilliance of the workbook is I ask you questions, and literally while you're answering my questions, you're creating your own roadmap. Unfortunately, what a lot of people are in a bad situation, they don't know what they want to do next. They don't know which way to go. If you ask them, you know, what do they want, most people can't tell you what they want because they're so focused on just surviving. And so what happens is going through the workbook, you literally write out your dream, what it is that you want. And it's a series of just questions that's really like tumblers to that treasure that's inside of each and every last one of us, and giving you permission to let yourself get out and see, wow, wait a minute, this thing is attainable. Because you've heard the scripture, write the vision and make it plain. You've heard questions like, if you don't know where you're going, any road to get you there, or what about this one? Did you plan to fail, or did you fail to plan? Most people had ideas, but they never had a plan. And the workbook helps you capture your own individual personal plan for attaining the success that you desire.
Right. And that's awesome because, you know, a lot of people, you know, are not very, just reading people. You know, that's pretty cool that you guys are in your program that you offer that visual, that hands-on experience when learning this. And like you said, you know, earlier, once again, you hit it again, roadmap, plan. You know, me being a financial planner myself, I educate to my clients all the time about that. Just like you said, if you don't have a plan, you're definitely going to plan to fail. Get on the roadmap, educate yourself, know where you are, and definitely where you desire to be. So let me ask you another thing, Cordell. You also offer, like, you know, seminars. You guys take this to a whole other level. Tell us a little more about that.
Right. We do, and something else, back to the book real quick. We offer a free online training course. When you buy the book and the workbook, and we're going to give out the web address in a moment. But when you buy the book and workbook, we give you a free online training course, because what we understand is, and I heard you say something about financial literacy and education, there is 9 different learning styles, okay? I say 8, they say 9, they added on nature. But there are 3 that I believe that is absolutely necessary for you to be able to capture new information, and that's audio, video, and something kinesthetic, meaning you have to do something with your hands. And that's where the book comes in, or the workbook comes in, where you actually write out what your plan is. And so we offer this free online training course because we are in the business of helping program you for the success that you desire. But now what we're doing, and we've done it for years, is we don't want to just meet with you online. We want to meet with you in person. We want to, you know, be able to touch you and interact with you and connect with you and bring other powerful people. And you know, I'm trying to recruit you to be a part of this process. And I know you got all these great plans and places that you're going. So I'm hoping you'll fit me in and come in and let's come together like the Wonder Twins and pull more power together. But we want to be able to go out there and meet the people one-on-one, hand-to-hand, face-to-face, and making that contact and reassuring them and reaffirming them that they can actually achieve their dreams and their goals.
Definitely. So tell us a little more about the seminars. Now, you are based in South Carolina, Sumter, correct? Now, do you guys go, I mean, you said you come to Atlanta a lot. You know, that's like a huge, you know, area for my listening audience. I mean, do you guys come by request, or someone wants you guys to come out and talk, or do they need to come to something, or how does that work with you guys?
Well, what one of the things, let me make sure I put this in there, and a lot of people say, well, where are you from? Well, wow, I have had a smorgasbord of experiences. Born in Chicago, lived the first part of my childhood in St. Louis, Missouri, and then the second part in Atlanta, Georgia, right there in College Park. And so when I go to Atlanta, it's like going home. And but what I've been doing is I've been going there. We were going every week, but we've moved it now to twice a month. We do training, because training, how about this, is like oxygen for me. You have to be trained. If you want to sharpen your sword, you want to sharpen your weapons, you need training. So we go in and provide training for some different groups. But what we're going to do, where we're moving to, is we're moving from online training to offline. People are getting themselves back in better position that they can actually come to different training seminars and events. And as you said, Atlanta is a huge, huge market. But sometimes trying to make a big noise in that market is kind of challenging. So what we're pulling on is our social media. We're pulling on our connections that we have across the country. I'm not sure if I even said that we are working on some things in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm working with a partnership in Canada. And I need them to stop all that craziness that's going on over there in London right now, because we plan on being over there next summer, you know, because of the Olympics is going there. But we come primarily by request or some kind of partnership agreement that we've already created. But what we're moving to is staging our own live events. And those events will be called Mindset for Success. And that's Mindset with the number 4, success, because you can program your mind for the success that you desire. And that's what we're going to share with people, how to do those things.
Wow, yeah. It's like you said, big fish, little pond, big fish, right?
yeah. But what we're doing is we're going to pull together our resources. And you know what? And I wanted to say that real quick. What a lot of us got to quit being afraid of is that, oh, well, I don't want to give this person access to my network. No, listen, that's what networks are for. The nets need to work. We need to pull our people together and be able to make things happen. Quit worrying about who's going to get the credit. Quit worrying about who's going to get the fame. Let's make the impact and the change and the difference in people's lives, and let's see our country rebuild itself.
Definitely, and that's what I educate a lot. You know, it with all that's going on, it's going to take for the community to pull together, because it's just outrageous of what's going on, and it's going to take for everyone to pull together. And, you know, You know, help me help you, scratch my back, I scratch yours, and everyone can win. So you're definitely correct about that. Well, Cornell, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll return. I would like for you just to kind of, you know, share, you know, some of the shared best practices to those that, you know, are listening, and then give some more information about your book and how they can purchase it. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back. Have Mr. Cornell Grady, The American Dream, discussing his book, his program, his teachings nationwide, worldwide, globally, The American Dream. Lines are open 347-215-8709, and also we are in live chat. So, Mr. Cornell, give us some shared best practices, like three bullet points that you'd like to share to the listening audience, and then let everyone know if you have any additional information, maybe something we didn't touch on, and then how they can get to join or get involved with your program.
Well, the first thing that I would say is learn to find you a quiet place. You know, I said that a lot of people have stopped dreaming in color, and they're dreaming probably in black and white, but primarily because they're listening to all the naysayers, they're listening to all the negative energy that's out there. Find a way to really quiet yourself, okay? Again, the who, what, where, when, and why, that's the common stuff. You need to begin to build relationships and rapport with people that can teach you how to do the things that you're desiring. And coaching is an excellent form to begin that process. But at some point, you need to find you a real mentor that can mentor you. And there's the African proverb that says, never let a naked man sell you clothes. So find somebody who's doing what you're doing or who have achieved what it is that you desire to achieve. And for myself, it was the fact that I've had great mentors that have been a part of my life, that some of it was just for a particular time, but some of it was just in the nick of time. The guy who I know personally, who is one of the most wealthiest persons in our country, is a billionaire, an African-American billionaire. I actually happen to know two African-American billionaires personally that if I asked them to come to an event, they would be there for me, and I value that relationship. And I heard you say something else, and I'm just throwing all this in there. You said something about step out of the box. Well, Mike tells me, no. Don't even confess that there is a box, okay? You know, that thinking outside of the box concept, it has such a momentum. He said, no, Kosa, how could you think outside of where you are? Okay, don't think outside the box. Get out of the box, okay? Because when you get out of the box, your thinking can be freed. And Einstein said if thinking was easy, everybody would do it. So the problem is people are not able to think their way clear, and that's what you're going to have to do. Find your quiet place and begin to think about the things that you want. Then they tell me a short pencil is better than a long memory. Begin to write down your plan. What it is that you want. Where do you want to go? What is it going to take for you to get there? Because if you're trying to escape from something, you need an escape plan. If you're trying to get out of something, you need a way to get out. So get yourself in a quiet place. Learn how to focus and get your plan written down. And now some of the other benefits that we have when we especially do our lives as well as our online courses, we have in our, if you would say, our team concept, people who deal with neurolinguistic programming, people who deal with tapping, people who can have techniques, or EFT that have techniques that can show you how to increase your level of clarity and begin to program yourself for the desired success that you want. Now, you asked about the website. The website is simply www.theamericandreambook.com. I know it's long, but it's theamericandreambook.com, and that's book, B-O-O-K.com, as well as there's a small distinction from an email address that we would love to take questions and stay connected to your viewers or listeners, actually, is AmericanDreamBook@gmail.com. That's AmericanDreamBook@gmail.com. And I'm sure you'll put this up at the end of this so that they can find it. But we are in the business of helping people develop their plan so they can achieve their dream.
And that's what it's all about, just helping everyone, helping others, you know, all else will come. And, you know, just, you know, before we conclude, and, of course, all the information is already up on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com in the featured guest group for Mr. Cornell Grady, the American Dream. But, Cornell, just before we go, you know, something I want to touch on, and, you know, it kind of comes back to me, you know, through our whole interview, and that's one word, fear. You know, and that is what's stopping a lot of people. And they say that, you know, the worst liar is fear. So, you know, you're correct about that. People just need to overcome that fear, go out and do it, because, you know, that's what's holding them back. And, you know, instead of sitting there for any opportunity to come to them, like you said, they need to step out that box and just go get it themselves.
Yes. Yes, you got to face your fear. You got to go after it. But how do you go after it? You got to have a burning desire, a passion. You got to have something that makes you press past the fear, press past the pain, because guess what? Success is not easy. No different than this. Success will create enemies. But quit focusing on the enemies. Quit focusing, the programming that we even say, the haters, quit focusing on all the negative stuff and focus on the desired result.
Right, definitely, definitely. Okay, well, it was a pleasure to have you on the air today, Mr. Cornell. And, of course, you know, all your information is up on Bill Grown and Joy, and you are also a member. So definitely, listeners, you can contact Cornell directly if you'd like to come out, have him to come out and speak in any of your engagements, talk a little bit about The American Dream. Great book. I would say go ahead and purchase it. How can they purchase it, Cornell? I think on Amazon and also through your site, too, but they can go to Amazon also, right?
Yeah, we're on Amazon. We did the traditional places, the Amazons and all the books, all that stuff. But it's better for me when you come to my website, because I'm able to keep your information and be able to follow up and actually offer you other bonuses as a result. So if you come to www.theamericandreambook.com, you can purchase the book and the workbook as a program, okay, together. And then we can, or if you would say, continue our relationship and connect you to some of the other great things that we have going on.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you again, Cornell. And, you know, it's just wonderful to have you on the air today, giving us a much-needed message. My continued blessings to you, you know, with your success and, you know, your continued teaching.
Yeah. Well, I thank you. It's been my plum pleasing pleasure to meet everyone's acquaintance, those that are I'm yet to meet, but thank you, thank you, and thank you.
And there you guys have it, Mr. Cornell Grady, The American Dream. Freedom includes the promise of the possibility of prosperity and success, regardless of social class or circumstances of birth. So get on over to Bill Grown and Joy or TheAmericanDream.com and purchase that book. Get into that program and empower yourselves. Just definitely reach out to Cornell. He's definitely a guy you want to reach out to. So definitely that concludes our show for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. WIGO 1570, The Light. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, once again. Get on over to WorkingDivas.com, Money Mondays, and also get on that call tonight, Credit Education with Mr. George Cole, NCS.com, or you can go to Bill, Grow, and Enjoy and click on the NCES. Banner, and definitely get more information about that. So back on Wednesday, everyone, one last piece, had to bring them back, the jack of all trades, Eduardo Herrera, Miami's very own entrepreneur guru, discussing a topic that will touch many of you, and that is healthcare. So definitely, everyone, thank you once again for tuning in. Bill Grown and Joy, WIGO, The Light. Join the financial movement, everyone. Also, don't forget, great shared information on our Facebook like page. Click like. Have a great day, everyone, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.